today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the Minab's innocent school years.
Morning light through the window came, little voices called each name. Books were open, dreams were wide. Hope for sitting side by side. But the sky grew dark that day, and the laughter slipped away. In a silent classroom now we stand, holding candles in our hands, names of children in the air. Every whisper is a prayer. Though the war can break so fast, love is stronger than the blast. Little stars, we see you shine in every heart for all of time.
Today is Sunday, 15th of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Ordibehisht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step of this episode of today's special, we'll listen to the first few verses of chapter Al-Fath from the Holy Quran for blessing our moments.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina.
Indeed, we have given you, O Muhammad, a clear conquest.
لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
That Allah may forgive for you what preceded of your sin and what will follow, and complete His favor upon you and guide you to a straight path.
وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا.
And that Allah may aid you with a mighty victory.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى.
The merits of the recitation of this chapter. According to a prophetic tradition, one who recites the chapter is on a par with one who served in the noble prophet's army upon the conquest of Mecca. It is narrated in another tradition that such person is like one who was beneath the tree in Hudaybiyah and gave him his pledge. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, "Preserve your wives and possessions from perdition through the recitation of, indeed we have granted you a triumph."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Yeah, Allah. dear brother and sister, in this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about attack on Minop's school. When a school is attacked, whether by bombs, guns, or fire, more than concrete and glass are shattered, young lives are cut short or forever altered. The psychological damage extends far beyond the moment of impact. A child who survives an attack on their school may never again see a blackboard without fear. A teacher who witnesses death in a hallway may struggle to ever stand before a class again. The sound of a school bell might become a trigger for panic. The attack on a school is therefore not just a military or political act. It's a deep, deliberate assault on the human spirit at its more vulnerable and most precious stage.
Lear Tate, the commander, and Jeffrey E. York, the executive officers of the USS Esperance, who ordered the launch of Tomahawk missiles three times, killing 168 innocent children at a school in Minab. And now, the major question, generals, is this. Don't you have yourself children? This is really a major question for all these, you know, so-called officers, you know?
They either don't have children, it's not their own. I don't want to say that because I don't have enough information, but they might not have any sympathy, or they might see themselves as superior human beings and Iranians or Palestinians and mm-hmm. Lebanese and inferior.
Yes.
That shows the level of arrogance, hubris, and ethno supremacy they're suffering from. This is on Donald Trump is narcissistic.
All right.
Donald Trump is held by the Zionist powers in the United States.
They are being played out by these puppets, you know.
And the investigation showed what happened with the Minab school.
Yeah.
U.S. is 100% at fault for this attack.
Okay.
Everything that they said was debunked by their own administration and legal system. So these people, hands dirty. These people are bloodthirsty.
Yes.
And they try to hide the human side of this tragedy. They don't tell you one or two U.S. soldiers supposedly got killed.
Yes.
More than them got killed.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'd say even to hundreds.
Yes.
They're running to hotels.
Yes.
And they showed the U.S. administration, Donald Trump, saluting the coffins. Two people.
Yes.
167 children.
Yes. 68, that's right.
It's unfair and it's cruel, losing all that truly mattered. Lives that loved, lives so pure, torn away before they scattered. Light across the golden years, light they earned through all their tears. A flower ripped before it blooms, rain that never reached the sea, in the hush of sirens falling, the world forgets to breathe.
Today and in this episode of today's special, we focus on remembering Minop's innocent schoolgirls. Amidst the debris, unfinished homework assignments were discovered, pages filled with childish handwriting. One seemed to be titled, "My Essay for Tomorrow, If I Could Change the World." The sentence remained incomplete. Perhaps the little writer is now in another world, writing an essay on martyrdom. Another notebook opened with the last sentence potentially being, "God give health to all children in the world." The hands that wrote these words are gone, but their words persist on the pages, a testament to their innocence. Among the rubble of Shajara Tayyiba Elementary School, hundreds of pens and pencils were found, some still with ink, others with sharp points, ready to write beautiful words. Some lay abandoned near the hands that could no longer hold them. A sad reminder of their owner's absence. One pencil had been chewed on, a habit, perhaps, of a child contemplating a math problem. another lay nestled among textbooks, awaiting its owner to write, "Iran, I love you."
We are the girls in heaven wondering how we came here in the day. Morning bells were calling softly, then the light just slipped away. One would hear the Savior weary, one would teach the words and deeds. One would work her father's found them. Father's hay and growing seeds. Girls of meaner, asking gently, leaders of the human lambs, why will we return so early? We have dreams within our hands.
Let's look at some signs of the United States' defeat in the war against Iran. One of them is unprecedented costs for the U.S. One of the signs of defeat was the extensive military damage sustained by the U.S., damage that was significant not only financially but symbolically. For the first time in history, the advanced F-35 fighter jet, a symbol of American air superiority, was damaged in direct combat. Alongside it, several F-15E Strike Eagle, E-3 AWACS aircraft, MQ-9 Reaper drones, and a range of helicopters and support aircrafts were also targeted. These losses went beyond mere equipment destruction. Operationally, the scale of firepower expended was unprecedented. On top of all this, perhaps the most significant indicator of the U.S. vulnerability was Iran's successful strikes on American military bases. According to the New York Times, Iran managed to simultaneously strike 13 U.S. military bases across the Middle East, an event with no comparable precedent since World War II. The event was not merely a tactical defeat, it was a symbolic blow to the image of America's uncontested power.
Where are the humans in the world, man? Where are the human rights? Where are the defenders of humanity to showcase the depth of the tragedy and the pain that these families are are now bearing and dealing with? I heard that every night since the tragedy, since the graves were set up, these families are going through the graveyard of their own children.
And that was close to the Iranian New Year, you know? That was really... And during the month of Ramadan, you know? And some of these girls in the Minhaj schools have reached, you know, the age of fasting.
They were beautiful souls, innocent souls. The price for resistance to be paid. And we sacrificed a beloved leader. These beautiful children. And I can't fathom. I don't know how they're going through this, these families. But they give us inspiration. They give us the courage. We take our courage from them.
Alhamdulillah.
We owe them. We're indebted to these people.
We are indebted to the children. We are indebted to these little soldiers of Islamic Republic of Iran. The school girls and boys we lost in Minhaj School February 28, 2026. We'll never forget this date. May Allah help the families and strengthen the souls of our soldiers. May Allah bless the soul of our martyred leader, commanders, civilians, all across Islamic Republic of Iran, all these resistance forces all across the world.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. May Allah bless all of you. We meet you soon. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي